B-Pod Studios.
It's 5 o'clock, Mike Missanelli's show. Snowy day. Everybody's home by now, except us. Non-essential personnel. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Visit GoGUIDA.com. So, our producer, Dan Roche at NBC Sports Philly, uncovered this statistical gem for our caller who talked about Mike Trout giving himself up for the team. Mike Trout has had 4,673 plate appearances so far in his career. He has exactly zero sacrifice points. None. I didn't think he did.
Nah.
Deke in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Deke.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Deke?
No, I just wanted to talk to you. I understand a lot of fans really want to see this Bryce Harper thing. This is my personal opinion, Mike. I just don't really think that his production is really worth $350 million. If you really think about players in the past, a lot of them really haven't really shown their, you know, that they was worthy of that type of money when it comes to production.
Well, they haven't, though, because they were in their 30s. There's only a handful of guys that got those kind of contracts. They were all in their 30s.
Yeah, and I understand he'll sell tickets and stuff, but when you really look at Bryce Harper's, you know, his stats, I mean, besides 2015, he hit 42 home runs, and he had like 100 RBIs. Other than that, it's always been in the 20s.
He hit 29 in only 111 games 2 years ago.
Yeah, but last year he hit 34.
And had 100 RBIs in a bad year.
In a bad year, it's the same production that Reese Hoskins had.
But see, you're putting a value on it, and that's where you're making a mistake because you can't put a value on it. Baseball puts the value on it. He is the going rate slugger. All right, now are they better off with him in the lineup? That's a simple question I ask everybody.
To a degree, they're
adding a three hole hitter who can hit 45 home runs at Citizens Bank Park.
I'm not denying that. I understand they better, but this is the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is traditionally in the past, you've had players like this.
You haven't. This is what I'm telling you. You haven't had position players in the past who got this kind of contract at age 26. You've had guys that within their 30s that got contracts. Robinson Cano, Albert Pujols, those guys were already in their 30s. That's why their production wasn't good. This guy's 26.
But when you have somebody like, for example, and I know everybody keeps talking about this, you've been hearing this all day. But when you have somebody like Mike Trout that's available,
he's not available.
But he may be.
Hang with me here. He may be. This guy is available. He can make your team better. End of story. What do you care about the 350? Why would you care about it?
Because if you're trying to make another move, then you can't. Because
you can make any move you want. There's no salary cap. You can make any move you want. You can spend as much as you want.
I don't know if he's worth $350 million.
But that's not your call. The market makes him worth $350 million. People make the mistake. He's not worth. You can't determine his worth as a fan. It's the going rate. You bite the bullet if it hurts your pocketbook somehow. And it might if you go to the game. I get that. But he's not worth $350 million. What does that mean when you say something like that? It doesn't mean anything. It's hollow. He makes your team better, whether you're paying him $350 million or not. Brian in York, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
How you doing?
What's up, Brian?
I am just totally against this signing, and I'll tell you my reason why. If Bryce Harper is the guy who's going to take us to the next level. I tell you, nobody in baseball, arguably in the last 5 years, had better teams than the Washington Nationals. How many times did they go to the World Series?
Yeah, that's incorrect because their pitching wasn't that good.
Oh, they wasn't that good?
No, because their main pitcher was always hurt. And in fact, missed the playoffs 1 year because of it.
What has Harper done when they made the playoffs? Look at his career numbers.
There's a lot of great players in the Hall of Fame that weren't good playoff players. You can't just look at a small sample and say what has he done in the playoffs. There's a lot of guys that fail in the playoffs.
But that guy didn't. Them players didn't make $350 million either. I guarantee you, if the Phillies signed Keuchel with what they already have signed, I guarantee you the Phillies are a legit contender for that division.
Yeah,
Keuchel, but they've already done.
Yeah, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, they're not, because they're not as good. They're not as good as two teams in a division if they don't add Harper.
Let me ask you this, okay? Hypothetically, because I still think in 2 years it's a possibility, and I know it's a hypothetical question. Mm-hmm. If Harper and Trout were both free agents today, which one would you rather have?
Well, of course Trout, but he's not a free agent, and 2 years is an eternity, and besides that, they're already negotiating a new contract with him. Why? Stop with the Trout. This guy is available. You don't wait. You strike. With Harper, they become a contender. Do you understand this?
So you want to spend $350 million?
Do you want to be a contender or not?
Yes.
Okay. This guy, if you sign him, you become a contender. If you don't, you're not a contender. Which side do you want to be on?
Well, I'm sure National fans said the same damn thing.
I'm not talking about National. I'm talking about right now with the Phillies. Do you want to be a contender or not? What's your answer?
Not for $350 million.
All right. Well, then you don't want to be a contender. Now, that rationale is the most ridiculous rationale I heard. Not for $350 million. What do you care? Why would you care about the $350 part of it instead of the contender part of it if you're a fan? It doesn't make any sense. Pat in Fishtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pat.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, I just want to run two quick Phillies questions by you.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm all for signing Harper, give as much as he wants. My big thing is, I'm really starting to be scared that he just doesn't want to be in Philadelphia. And why do you think that? Is this animosity towards us after playing here for so many years?
I have no idea why it is. But you know what? A sweeter pot makes it a lot easier. He'll like being in Philly. If they get to 350, I guarantee you he'll like it.
All right. And just my second thing I want to bring up, especially with Arrieta, his injury, and the way, you know, we don't know what's going on with him. Other remaining free agents out there, do you think we are going to sign any pitchers, whether it's Buchholz or Gio or Keuchel?
They may, but it's not going to make enough of a difference unless they get Harper. If they get Harper and they sign one of those guys, then they're absolutely a contender, because the third starter would be better than what you have now, so that's an advantage. Now, they're not going to be appreciably better because all these pitchers have kind of hit a wall. They'll be serviceable threes, but they won't be great.
All right. Can I get general knowledge office?
Yes. Here's the general knowledge question. We're playing for Zach Brown tickets. This is colleges by U.S. state. I give you a college, you tell me what state it's in. Rice.
That would be Texas.
Correct! Rice is in Texas.
Go pull.
Let's go to Neil Norristown. Neil, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Neil.
Mike, how are you?
What's going on, Neil?
Not much, man. Hey, just real quickly, on the TV side, whoever put up the Metro standings had the Penguins at 69 points tied with Columbus. Penguins have 71 points. I just picked that up the last half hour. So,
It was on television side? They put the standings up?
Penguins and Blue Jackets tied at 69, but the Flyers are actually 8 points behind Pittsburgh. So,
okay, yeah, I didn't see what they had on the television side, so I apologize for that.
Well, the previous caller in two took a little bit of thunder, but after all the moves were made for all the right-handed hitters, McCutchen, Segura, Real Muto, the two obvious moves left for me are Harper, or if they don't get Harper, they have to have a fallback option, because the lineup is so right-handed oriented that if they can't get Harper, and Harper just doesn't want to come here. And by the way, I don't care about the money, because it's not my money.
Mm-hmm.
I root for the team. I root for the logo. Mm-hmm. I want him here. That he makes
him a better team.
He makes them better instantly. But if he does, if they can't consummate the deal, they have to bring in a left-handed hitter, because your only options, viable options in the lineup around 5, 6, 7, really are Nick Williams. And if they move Cesar Hernandez down the lineup, it's a right-handed lineup.
I don't think they think there's a left-handed hitter available now that's better than Nick Williams. So Nick Williams will get the shot.
Well, I actually like Nick Williams. Nick Williams actually hits against left-handers and right-handers. Mm. He just needs a damn shot. I know if Harper comes in, he's not going to get it, obviously.
Fourth outfielder.
But if they don't bring Harper in, play Nick Williams.
He's 3.5.
All right, well, the other thing I was going to say is that whether it's Keuchel or, you know, Minor, they need a left-handed starter. They've gone 24 years now since Hamels left without a left-handed arm, and you have some really good, obviously, left-handed hitters in the division, Freeman, Markakis, and you just go down the line.
Yeah.
They need to bring some.
I agree with you. But I think Nick Williams, they won't get another player. Nick Williams will platoon with Altair for a while, and they hope that he can take the job over full-time.
Can I get a general knowledge?
Yes, certainly. And this is in the general knowledge category. Let's see. Hold on a second. I'm going to get you a good one here. What movie featured French castle dwellers who hurled insults such as, "Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries"?
What French movie?
What movie featured French castle dwellers who hurled insults such as, "Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries"?
Man, I don't know. Life of Brian.
Oh, you're close. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I love that movie.
Oh, sorry, man.
I knew that.
Did you know that one?
I like that movie.
I gotta get back to Tyrone. He always blanches when we talk about Nick Williams.
Yeah.
What is it exactly that you see in Nick Williams?
I think that Nick Williams, now I want Harper, I'm on the record, but if they don't get Harper and they're going to finish in third place, I believe his 17 home runs will become 25. And I think he plays a decent defense and he has a decent arm. I think he's a third outfielder. I don't think he's a fourth outfielder. Not that he's a superstar. I think he's a real bona fide starter in the major league. That's what I think. That's all.
Okay.
You don't think that?
No,
you've been on the
record. Fourth outfielder.
I think he's better than that.
He struck out 111 times last year.
All right.
111 times.
He can cut down on that. He can work on it.
400 at bats.
All right. How old is he?
25.
All right. And he took Altair's spot. I think you liked Altair more than Nick Williams.
Yeah, I did. I thought he had more potential than Nick.
Right.
Williams.
And Nick, and I think ever since then, you have a little bit of anti-Williams
bias. I think Altair has shown me he's not a starter either. So he turned himself into a fourth out. They have two fourth outfielders platooning right now. That's why they need Harper.
Well, they need Harper because Harper's a star and Nick Williams isn't a star. But I think that if Williams had to play more center field, it wouldn't hurt the team, especially since Herrera came up gimpy today.
You like him. I like him as a fourth outfielder.
All right.
Not as a starter.
But I do think he's going to have a little bit more pop in his bat this year. I do.
He changed his stance.
Yeah, I think it's going to launch a little more, go from 17 to 25.
Yeah, he's more upright.
If he plays a lot. I don't know what will happen with the Harper.
Let's go to Jim in Kensington. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, Mike. Going to talk about Harper without talking about Harper.
Go ahead.
Scott Boras has a job here. I mean, the other agent blinked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would Scott Boras give up his... I mean, this is basically people saying, oh, you shouldn't go for this money or that money or sign him for less. Why would Scott Boras give up leverage and let him sign for less money at this point?
He wouldn't, because he'd look ridiculous.
He would.
He's determined not to.
And the other option is, you know, baseball's got this players' union. The players' union doesn't... How are they going to feel if Harper signs for less money that he can get on a market? And, you know, he's setting the market for everybody else.
Exactly. The starting point is now $300 million, and they have to beat it for Harper because this is what Boras has wanted all along. He has to win. Now, if the Washington Nationals go 325, he may sign there. That's why the Phillies have to come in and stop pity-patting around and go 350 right out of the chute and negotiate against themselves.
The one thing I heard about the Nationals early on and how maybe you go on a lesser contract, and you see this in football all the time, is apparently I heard that Washington Nationals had a lot of opt-outs. Mm-hmm. The team could opt out, the player could opt out after a certain number of years. And, you know, you see that more in football all the time. And then I guess that means that, you know, after 5 years, the player says, well, you know, you buy out after 6 years or something like that. And the Giants might be able to come in with something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I hear you. To me, it's like a foregone conclusion what they have to do. And I've said it from the jump that 350 was going to get it done. And they kept messing around. And they allowed him, maybe the thought of to creep into his head that Philadelphia might not be the best spot for him.
I've heard you say smartest person in the room, Mike. I went over to Sugar House, tried to make a bet on the over for the Phillies because I love making a bet like that for the whole year at 85.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on the board, Mike. Somebody told me it's not on the board because they didn't know where Harper and Machado were going to sign.
Oh, sure.
It affects the whole.
Yes, it does.
Division.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, man. General knowledge question for you. It's the heart quiz, so the answer has heart in it. All right. What did Fredo do to Michael?
Break his heart.
That's correct. He broke his heart. You broke my heart, Fredo. Broke my heart. But then he invited him to fly out with him.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Well,
I don't understand why he would call out to him.
Because he was going to get a couple licks in on the plane, but he wasn't going to kill him until their mother died. He already had that planned out.
So I would let, you know, he broke my heart, let him go.
Nah, but he wants him to live because he wants to do it his way. And he probably was still looking for information at the time.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to piece it all together.
Uh-huh.
Fredo ran like a coward again. Fredo, I'd have killed Fredo twice. No regrets. I would have had no... My brother knows. We've talked about it. If either one of us ever Fredo the other, we're dead. We know.
Fredo was weak and stupid.
Yeah, well.
Sometimes it happens. He had that problem when he was a baby. But I had to put the
I remember. Poor Fredo.
Shot glasses on him.
Yeah, yeah. It was sad.
To suck out the poison or whatever they did back then.
So I think it was for congestion.
Travis in Schuylkill County. Travis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Travis.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Trav?
Pretty much going off everything else, but what I'm really getting at is, yes, we definitely won Harper. And the reason why is because they said they're going to spend stupid money. If they didn't want to go and get something to compete for a championship now, then they shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Doug Peterson
and all that, we want, this is the Philly norm.
Here's the thing about the Phillies. They saved a ton of money for four straight years by not paying anybody. Right? So, I'm supposed to feel bad that now it's going to cost them $350 to get Bryce Harper? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, and I ask people, who wouldn't want Harper? What is your reason for not wanting him? Take the money out of it because you have nothing to do with the money. The question is simple. Why wouldn't you want him?
And there's no reason because we should want him. And
exactly.
If the owner's that's paying that, It's his money. It ain't going against salary cap. It ain't going against anything else. It's him that's paying him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, people overthink it so much. They go, okay, if we put this kind of money out for Harper, we won't have enough money for Mike Trout. Mike Trout is a pipe dream. Forget Mike Trout. All right? Deal with the day. Yeah, deal with the current. And then, you know, we'll be okay.
But right, we need everything now. Mike Trout could replace McCutcheon. You know what I mean? It don't really matter.
Right.
Because right now we want to win championships now.
Exactly.
Everybody with the Flyers, the 76ers, the Eagles, we all want to win championships now. So it's the Philly norm. Either you want to make everything great or you don't.
Correct. All right, here's your general knowledge question.
No salary cap. All right.
Fads of the 1970s. Very long-napped floor covering.
Shag.
That's correct. Shag carpeting, shag haircuts. The shag was in. Let's get Matt in Downingtown in here. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike, how are
What's going on, Matt?
Well, let's try to get away from the Harper talk a little bit. I was going to talk a little about this whole Joel Embiid thing.
Okay, yeah, he's out for a week. Knee soreness.
What's up with that? I mean, that came out kind of nowhere, I thought.
Well, you know, maybe he overexerted himself at the All-Star game.
Well, that's kind of my concern.
Yeah, it doesn't play out well. It's not a good look.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, is that... Three games, I mean, maybe four games. That's leading into, I think, the Thunder and the Warriors coming.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. Again, it's the regular season, so it's not going to cost you that much. Although you need all these wins to get out of that fourth spot. That's the only worry I have. They have to win a lot of games to assure themselves of getting that third seed so they don't play Boston.
No, exactly. And that's my major concern was getting into that third seed, you know, and winning.
Yeah,
you know,
how many games will he miss, Tyrone? Three games?
If it's 8 days, he'll miss four, but I think it'll be three.
All right, three games.
So hopefully he'll be back for the Warriors game.
Yeah, that means Boban for almost 30 minutes. Boban!
Nice.
All right, man. General knowledge question for you?
Yeah, sure, Mike.
Colleges, where they're located. All right, where is Dartmouth?
Dartmouth? Oh, I know this. This is right, it's close to us, isn't it? In New Hampshire.
That's correct. Yeah. That's not that close, brother.
Well, I know it's in the Northeast.
All right, hold on. Dartmouth is in New Hampshire. I had a job interview in New Hampshire.
Oh, for doing what?
Yeah, it was a newspaper job. It was like a few years into my newspaper career when I was at a smaller paper and I was applying to bigger papers. And the Manchester Union Leader had me in for an interview. So I drove all the way up there, not knowing much about the Union Leader, and I found that it was a radical right-wing newspaper whose publisher wrote an editorial in red ink on the front cover of the newspaper.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now, I didn't deter me from taking the job. I just said, New Hampshire, yeah, I'll just wait for a better offer. I didn't feel like residing in New Hampshire.
No.
It all worked out for you.
Yeah.
You made the right choice.
All right, let's take a break. We got a couple open lines you want to get in. We have sound off coming our way. 610-622-0975 is how you come in to the Mike Misnelli Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, you know, Bryce Harper is afraid of the reaction when he fails. I don't know how I feel about that, but I think that he would see this town worship him. All he has to do is hit home runs. And they'd worship him. They'd love him. This town could love better than anybody. We can hate a little bit, but we can love. Time for the final Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons from Snowblowers. To generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter time. Natalie.
Over 2,700 votes today. Where will Harper land? 55% say the Phillies, 16% say the Giants, 18% say Nationals, 11% say other.
All righty then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For that. And this Harper saga will continue, and my hope is that it gets settled the day before we get to Clearwater on March 7th. Let's go to Sabir in Philly. Sabir, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mikey Miss.
Sabir, what's up?
First time, long time.
Thanks,
man.
Buddy.
Listen, I just wanted to chime in, right?
Go ahead.
And I can't get it why nobody understands what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got, if you want him, he's going to make your team better. You got to pay him. It's not your money. Why do we, in the city of Philadelphia, always tend to, it seems like guys are jealous of guys who are like star athletes to the point where we're rooting for T.J. McConnell and not like Ben Simmons and just down Ben Simmons. So now You have guys that are mad about the $300 million when it's not your money and it's going to make your team better.
You know what's going to defeat this? If they sign him for his first press conference. I love Philadelphia. It's a great city to play ball in, blah, 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 blah. All he has to do is kiss their ass in his first press conference. And all we did then was sit back and wait for him to bash home runs.
Exactly. And Mike, you tell me this. You've been around. You're a little bit older than me, right? I just turned over 40.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it seem like in Philadelphia, we only try to relate to, like, the underdog or, like, the blue collar? Listen, blue collar crap doesn't win anything anymore. You got to pay to play. You got to pay the guys. And you want the best.
Well, we do like our stars. Listen, we're not we like stars. It's not that we don't like stars and we want blue collar players. I mean, we got Embiid and Simmons and we like stars.
And then we complain about them sometimes.
Well, we do.
Why we complain? Why?
Yeah, well, because the most elite players have the biggest spotlight on them. And so when you're an elite player and you have a big spotlight on, we expect perfection. And perfection is not attainable.
Oh, my God.
Close to perfection is attainable. But, you know, like 100% perfection we expect unreasonably. That's one of our flaws.
And, Mikey, you're one of the smartest guys I ever heard on the radio. That's why I listen to you.
Man. Thanks, Sabir. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I really feel your pain when you say, like, I'm just going to bash my head. And what are you guys talking about? Mike, it's crazy. It's crazy.
All right, man. Listen, you want a general knowledge question?
Go ahead, shoot. Let me see what's going on. I'm probably going to do my show.
All right, this is the heart quiz. All right?
Heart.
Yeah, the heart quiz. This answer has to have the heart in it. All right?
I'm stuck already. Go ahead,
all right. Titanic theme song. The Titanic theme song is what? Celine Dion singing it.
I'm from West Philly.
You saw the Titanic movie, right?
Yes, I just remember Claire and God.
Sorry, man. It's my heart. My heart will go on. My heart will go on. It's a Titanic theme song.
Classic.
Yeah, you love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's in your top 10, isn't it?
It wasn't in my top 10, actually.
This guy I'm sparring with on the email, it says that Pulp Fiction's not even in the top 50 of movies.
Since 1990.
Yeah.
He feels comfortable saying that out loud.
That's what he said.
He's just trolling.
Says that's way overrated, most overrated movie ever.
Oh, yeah?
That's what he said.
Okay.
Jerry Hatboro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Afternoon.
What's up, Jerry?
These negotiations don't have to be that complex. If we want to pay stupid money, we say, hey, Bryce, what do you want? He says, I want $350 million. You say, okay, fine. Done. We'll pay it. And then if he doesn't produce...
Well, now they have to say that. See, they thought the market wasn't going to get to $300 million, and all of a sudden it did, so it's a new ball game for him now.
If he's willing to pay stupid money, what do you want? Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Then shut up, Bryce. Show up. If he doesn't perform... We could ride them like a rented mule.
Yeah, they're up against it now. They've got to act, I think, fairly quickly. Because other teams, the less time they act, the more teams will come in, slide in there, and try to grab it.
The other thing is, it's an investment. You pay them $350 million. People put their butts in the seat. You're going to get it all back.
Yeah.
And even if you don't get all the way there, you're going to get most of it back. It's not that hard.
I got you.
I'll tell you.
General knowledge question for you. All right, let's go with the fads of the 1970s. Campy midnight movie with audience participation.
Oh, I know what this is. It's Tim Curry. And,
that is correct.
Yeah.
You're in the church. Now you got to find a pew.
Church. I was born in the 60s, so I'm having a senior moment here, but I know what it is. Throw popcorn at the screen.
What do you think, Tyrone? Should we give it to him? He knows what it is. He just can't. No, he says no.
That's fair. I know what it was.
It's the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That was a big 70s fad that I never participated in.
There's still a theater that does the weekly showings.
Really?
And people still go and dress up.
I never got it.
Yeah, I get it once. I wouldn't mind going to that one time. Like, Nat, you should do that throw party with that theme, because you know I can't.
Me?
Yeah.
Would you dress up?
Yes.
Maybe I will.
If
Mike, you coming?
No.
What's the song? Let's do the
Time Warp.
Time Warp. Yeah. That's it.
Do the Time Warp again. By the way, there's Duke Carolina. You like Carolina tonight?
To cover. I like Duke
Carolina to cover. It's 8.5.
Yeah, I like them to cover.
The tickets are apparently like this is the hottest ticket in the history of tickets.
Yep.
The cheapest seat to get in there, Cameron Indoor tonight, is $2,500 for a college game.
Yeah, that'll drop probably closer, but that's insane. So think about it. Now, there's a student, regular student, who has the ticket, and then he sells it for $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if the player was to do that, he would lose eligibility and would be kicked out of school.
Yep.
That's just odd to me.
Well, I won't touch that game, but I do like a game.
Well, which game?
Yeah, you know, people are going to say, well, are you kidding me? I got this game scoped out. Never is DePaul a favorite. Never. But tonight, at DePaul, they are a 1-point favorite over Creighton. I'll take the, what are they? The demon, the blue demons? What's DePaul's nickname? I don't even know.
I don't know what it is anymore. They haven't been good in so long.
DePaul, whatever their nickname is, I'm taking them at -1 tonight.
To win and cover.
To win and cover the game over Creighton. They're favorite over Creighton. Creighton's good squad.
But they're historically a good squad. Usually you...
Yeah, they're not that good this year. I'll take DePaul as a favorite tonight. That to me is a bargain. It's calling my name. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, sound off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And you're listening to the Mike Messinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The best show in town, boy.
It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating. Oh,
you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going.
Sound off. Flav tuning in today on a snowy day. Good to hear. Sound off. 610-771-9705. By the way, our winner for the genealogy is Joe Rickards from South Philly. And I realize we haven't given this Prego away yet. Somebody just said it's Prego. The Prego jar is still showing up on TV. It's signed by Martinez.
I thought we had a winner.
We were supposed to send it out, but we failed to send it out. So, like, Joe Rickards probably get it. A South Philly guy getting Prego. That'd be perfect.
There you go.
All right, it's sound off. It's 610-771-9705. When you got something to say, you hit us up and let us know what you feel, and we may play it on the big show.
Okay, Machado signed. Why hasn't Harper signed yet? He knows the expectations in Philly are way greater than they are in Washington and New York. Because, you know, when you look at New York, they have a bunch of superstars on that team. So the expectations are going to be there, but, you know, this is a different type of team. We don't have superstars like the Yankees.
Yeah, well, maybe he's thinking that he hopes the Yankees come up with an offer because then he'd blend in and he wouldn't be the focus. Maybe he doesn't want to be the focus. I don't know what's going through the guy's head. I just think it's a money thing. I think Boros is saying, listen, this is our strategy. We're going to get more than Machado. We're holding fast to that. Now we're in a position to get it.
13 years, 4 hundo, front loaded, 35 a year for the first 10, 16 and 2/3 for the last 3. Why don't you do that?
How many years? 13, did he say?
Yeah, 13 years.
What do you got to do 13 for? No need for 13. 10's the max.
As far as the CBA is concerned, the Eagles have a great reason to put a franchise tag in full.
even if their intention is to trade him. But the reason is they have an injury-plagued starting quarterback and can't stay healthy.
Yeah, but logistically, it's impossible to keep Foles at $25 million. They're already $20 million over the cap. They can't afford to keep him $25 million, a backup of $25 million.
Hello, Philadelphia. This is Bryce Harper. I'm sitting in my mansion trying to decide which team to play for. I was told to ask something about a story about J.D. Drew and batteries.
Yeah, well, J.D. Drew shunned the Phillies. That's why he got the batteries. Bryce Harper would be doing the opposite, you see. See, shunning is one thing. Actually being a member of a team is another thing.
All these people that don't want Bryce Harper are just being little fuckers, babes. I've given 10 years, 40. What do I care? It's not my money.
No, and it kind of is. You know, you're going to pay a lot more for tickets, and then, you know, if they charge more for commercials, maybe it's passed on. You know, I mean, little things like that. But still, you would trade that for a winning team.
Why do the Sixers continue to play Joel Embiid in the All-Star games or other events if they're saying that his knee hurts?
Well, if the Sixers didn't decide that, they can't stop him from playing in the game. He's an all-star. He wanted to play with the all-stars. I don't blame him for that. I know it works out. It's going to hurt the Sixers in like three games. But they can win two of those games. Two of the three, can't they?
They should win.
Yeah, they should be able. They got good talent. They can overcome Embiid.
Yeah, they play Heat, just so people know. Heat.
This is where Jimmy Butler shines.
Portland, and then on Monday they play the Pelicans, who probably won't have Anthony Davis because they're looking to bench him again.
Buckets carries the squad for a little bit with Tobias.
24 games left in the NBA season. What do you think the Sixers have to do to make you feel good going into the playoffs? Maybe 18 in the next 24? For me, I'd love 57 would be even better, but I don't know. 20 wins might be asking a little too much.
I haven't looked at the win total. The only thing I wanted them to do is get out of that fourth seed and avoid playing Boston in the first round and get the third seed. And we'll know if they're playing well enough. You know, I think this is a team that once they get in the playoffs and they get through that first round, they're going to be fine.
I like the way you put that. I would like to have a lineup with Bryce Harper in it. Here's my question. How do you think he'll react to the media here? And also, you know, the Philly fan can be really tough.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. All I know is that this town appreciates proficiency. And if Bryce Harper is here hitting home runs, they're going to absolutely adore him. So instead of looking at the negative part of it, I choose to look at the positive side. This town is yearning for a slugger like this guy, and therefore they will appreciate him.
The hockey guy. Well, I love the Flyers tonight against the Lightning. The Lions only won. They're going to win outright huge night for the Flyers. Womp, womp, womp.
That make you feel good? That make you feel like a man? We picked up the phone. Like you missed was wrong on a game. All right. That made your day.
I think the best thing we could do is not sign Bryce Harper. I think he's a punk. He has negative charisma. It would be a big mistake.
Why is he a punk? See, you got to explain the punk part of that. Like, why is Bryce Harper a punk? I don't get it. Why? With his hair? You get the hair, he flips back. Like, what is it?
He'll do a bat flip sometimes. We hate
bat
that.
Flips. He's a punk.
Never been in trouble.
Man, you gotta look. Here's what you look. Look at the number 45. Forget the punk part. Look at the 45 number.
Really enjoying Mike Missinelli's favorite movie, Bad Grandpa. On another note, I would love to see Scott Boras get hit by a bus.
what thoughts?
That's a violation.
Those two thoughts. Like, what, you know, what's the Bad Grandpa part about first? What's that mean?
I don't, it's a movie. I guess when we were talking about the movies.
Am I a bad grandpa? Is that what you're trying to imply?
But he was
I'm not even a grandpa. Come on, man.
This guy was an old cat, too.
I'm not a grandpa yet. Come on.
Of course he wouldn't like Good Will Hunting since it's an Irish movie. Thank God for Natalie and Tyrone stepped in and said that everyone liked Good Will Hunting except you. Got to branch out a little bit, brother.
It's an Irish movie. I love The Departed. That's an Irish movie, isn't it? Well, let's have the Irish movie have to do with it. Good Will Hunting is an overrated movie. There's nothing of substance in Good Will Hunting.
I agree.
It really is. It's an overrated movie. Matt Damon is an overrated actor.
I don't agree.
And Ben Affleck stinks as an actor. Yeah, I don't know what's so wonderful about Good Will Hunting.
Stupid money, go together like Clint Eck and Funny. If the Phillies know better, they better get rid of this A-letter.
What? A-letter, what? I didn't get it.
I don't know what the A-letter, what was that?
He's calling him an A-hole.
Oh, they're saying that if they don't get him, you got to fire Clintech.
Oh, Clintech is the A-letter.
Yes.
Oh, I like the song better now. Thanks, Matt.
What song is that? Love and Marriage?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the Married with Children theme as well.
Oh, that's right. Married with Children.
Sinatra.
Yeah. Did you like Married with Children? Are you a fan?
Yes.
I did, too.
Yeah, it's a funny show. Except for weird that Al Bundy didn't want to have adult relations with his wife. But other than that, it made sense.
Peg was a fox.
I know. What you doing, Al?
I know.
Peg looking good over there.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like them.
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
Good night. See you later.
Do married couples have sex with each other? I don't know.
Al didn't deserve Peg.
I think Al was trying to reflect what society does.
Well, the problem is that should have made her a little less attractive. She was super 90s hot in that day.
Yeah. All right, that was Stand Off. 610-771-9705. That comes to the conclusion of this snowy day broadcast of the Mike Misnelli Show. And thanks, everybody, for listening. If you're out and about, thanks for tuning in and calling and all that stuff. We appreciate it. Devon Gibbons is in on this snowy eve. Torty will follow him. Keep it here on 97.5, The Fanatic, because, that's actually college basketball on. Villanova plays tonight, right? I think Villanova plays Georgetown. I might like the Hoya a little bit. I might like the Hoya. It's a revenge game for Patrick.
And Nova struggling a little bit.
Lately. Struggling.
2-3, right?
Yep. All right, we'll see what happens. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.